Isaiah, the 7th chapter, verse 14, from the New King James Version, says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel."
Yes.
Matthew 1, verse 22. "So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us."
Yes, glory.
Isaiah 9 and 6 from the King James Version.
Yes.
"For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace."
Hallelujah.
Wonderful Counselor.
Yeah.
Take your seats. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The New Living Translation, New Living Translation says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. These will be his royal titles."
Uh-huh.
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so today I want to talk to you about Wonderful Counselor.
Amen.
Jesus.
The word wonderful in the Hebrew is called pala, and it means wonder or marvel. First definition, you know, sometimes in dictionary we look up a word, they have a couple. You know, so you see one. The first one, extraordinary, hard to understand. And then the second one is wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R. Wonder of God's acts of judgment and redemption. And so when we're talking about wonderful, we are in essence talking about God's judgment and redemptive power upon us. The word counselor in Hebrew is the word yawatz, and it means to advise, to consult, to give counsel, purpose, to devise a plan. There's another Hebrew word, nafal, to consult together, to exchange counsel, to deliberate, to counsel together. There's another word, hithpel, which means to conspire, all of which means to lead and to guide. Just looking at those definitions alone, I really could right now close up my word and give you the benediction.
Well,
because when you think about what Jesus has been to us.
Yes.
Who he has been to us.
Yes. Yes.
At the very least, he has advised us.
Yes.
Counseled us. He has consulted
yes.
us. He has let us know. He has helped us to devise a plan, if you were paying attention.
Yes.
There are some things that he cannot discuss with us because we're not on that level. Because if he were to discuss everything with us, we might try to preempt him working in our lives. And so there are some things that he has decided by himself because he's God all by himself. Does not require our approval for him to carry out his plan in our lives. That's why some of us have so much haterism, people always nagging at you, because you have to look at it from a different perspective. It is actually a preparation course trying to get you ready to go somewhere that you haven't been before. And if you can handle the devils on this level, then he's preparing you to handle the devil on the next level. But you got to be able to handle people talking about you. You got to be able to handle people talking crazy about you. You got to be able to handle somebody posting a Facebook post about you that's not necessarily true. Y'all ain't talking about you. You got to be able to handle some things. That's why we call him Wonderful Counselor, because when it gets to us too much, we are able to consult him on our knees. And if you stay there long enough and open up your heart, he will answer you in the time that you're on your knees praying.
Yes,
There are many people that would like to possess wisdom.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
I don't know too many colleges today that teach a course on wisdom or how to obtain it. Wisdom, once defined as the power of judging rightly and following the soundest course of action. And knowledge is knowing something. Wisdom is knowing something and following it through. Wisdom is basically broken down into two major categories. One, you have the wisdom of man. And then you have, two, the wisdom of God. In reality, there cannot be any true wisdom apart from God. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I mean, in the world we living in, not cartoons, not video games, in the world we live in, there cannot be any true wisdom apart from God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you don't have no respect from God, for God, then you're already in trouble.
Yes. Yes.
My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Have you ever dealt with somebody that think they know everything but don't want to give God no credit?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. They just bumping their gums, talking all the time, always running their mouth, but don't say nothing about what God has done for them. They take credit for everything that's going on in their life. They think they got enough money. They think they got enough whatever it is that they have and have made it thus far because of their own ability to get something done and never give God glory. That is the most ignorant person I've ever heard in my life. Somebody that can talk so much and not give God glory for the things that he has done in their life. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to call nobody in here ignorant, but some of y'all tensed up when I said you was ignorant. If you don't give God glory when you're talking about some of the things that he has brought you through. The wisdom of man is foolishness with God.
Yes.
The things we worried about, he ain't worried about. wisdom of God is so high above the wisdom of man. Since many people today have no fear of God, they lack wisdom. You can graduate from any college you want to graduate from. You can be loaded down with all types of knowledge, with every degree in the book. But unless you fear God, you're lacking wisdom. We live in a world today where there is an ample opportunity to obtain a decent education. We have more scientists in the world today than we've ever had in the past. People are more educated than ever before. We live in an age of advanced technology in the palm of your hand. But on the other hand, we got more sin in society. We got more crime than ever before. We got more ills in the community. And we definitely got more war. Now, let me help you understand something. Man, in his finite knowledge, will never solve the ills of society. Many are so busy trying to obtain wisdom, they neglect that the true wisdom comes up from God. Those who refuse to listen to the voice of wisdom will someday find themselves in need of help. Yes. And unable to find it. Allow me to pull to the curb for a moment. That's why you got to keep your mind stayed on him. Because the same people that was giving you a hard time will be those same people that come back to you and say, I don't know what to do. Will be those same people that will ask you to pray for them. Will be those same people that will come to you and say, I'm going through something I never saw it coming. Yes. Yes. Anointed folk don't always have to be the smartest folk, but we are blessed of God. Yes. And when trouble comes our way, we have the audacity to smile in the face of adversity and still say, to God be the glory. That's why we praise him. We don't always feel like praising him. Am I talking to anybody up in here? We don't always feel like giving God glory. We don't always feel like waving our hands. But because he has been good to us, we magnify his name. We put our flesh under subjection and give God glory. Is there anybody whose body this morning was racking in pain? If you allowed your flesh to have control, your flesh would have said, stay in the bed, stay in the bed, stay in the bed, stay in the bed, stay in the bed. But somehow you got up out of your bed, got your clothes on, put yourself together, and came in here to give God some glory. This morning. There are some days when I put my left foot down and my ankle is hurting. Some days when I stand up out of my bed, my hip is hurting. But I got to keep going on. Why? Because he's been good to me. And he suffered the ultimate sacrifice. And if I got a little bit of pain, the Bible said that Paul said, my grace is sufficient. That's why I'm confused when some of us come to church and we got a upside down smile on our face, worried about
care in the world, going through things, financial worries, worried about everything, kids, a job, house, car. Let me tell you something. If you believe God, if he brought you this far, tell somebody, say, if he brought you this far, he ain't gonna leave you behind. Somebody should have shouted right there, because it's a simple biblical truth that I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed. I was talking. Let me testify real quick. I was talking to my mother-in-law, and she was telling me, she said, Brother Mike, I never had the type of job that I thought I should have had. I've always taken care of somebody else. And I told Granny, I said, Granny, that's why you blessed. I ain't got no Social Security. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. But Granny, you blessed. How is it that you blessed? Because you gave your life to take care of somebody else. And when you do right in the eyes of God, he will not forsake you. He will not let you down. He'll give you wisdom. And you ain't even got no degree. Don't tell me what God cannot do. He is an awesome God.
Thank you. Bless his name. Thank you.
That's why people come to church. They don't come to church for the education. They come to church for the anointing. They come to church to get something done down on the inside. They come to church to get a touch from the Lord. And if you can get up out of your bed and come, God just might use you to bless somebody else. Education, after a while, it don't matter what you know, as long as I know Jesus. That's all that matters. Just give me Jesus. Thank you, Mother. I'm going to try to take my time.
Yes, sir.
Let it marinate, yeah.
So now, we're talking about a wonderful counselor.
Yeah, wonderful.
You got to understand that when he was born, look at this. When he was born, he became available to us. He went from being a God of a group of people to becoming a personal God. That's why I can call on his name and don't have to be around nobody, because when he was born, he became a personal God. His very name is Emmanuel. God with us. I don't know about you, but God is with me. Everywhere I go. Everything I do. Every situation that comes upon me. His grace is more than enough. God with us. If you were to behave like God is with you, even when the going has gotten tough, people will get out your way when they see you coming. I dare you to change your attitude when you get on the job. I dare you to change your attitude in your own house and see, won't the people in your house start tripping off you when they figure out that you got the joy of the Lord and it is your strength.
Amen.